Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's five dealers in one offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors. Get everything you want out of a dealership.
All right, joining us right now on Legends Week, it's my former head coach and newly minted, if you will, Ring of Famer, Mike Shanahan. Mike, congratulations, man. So good to have you, buddy.
Thanks, Mark. How you been? Hello, Jerry.
Hey, how you doing, Coach?
We're doing great, thanks.
We're doing great, man. It is so, I mean, obviously, for those of us who played for you, and I think for most of the people here in Colorado, to hear you being inducted into the Ring of Fame is special for all of us, for all the great years and the championships that you were such a huge part of, Mike. What was it like for you to get that announcement?
You know, it's really funny because when I did get the call, what I was able to do, you just go back and you go through all your years as an assistant coach or a coordinator, then you go through your years as a head coach, and the friendships that you make with players, coaches, and that kind of what really makes up who you are. And to be able to go, you know, to be inducted in the ring and go through those memories, it was something that was really special for me over the last, you know, number of days.
What was it like? I know your first time here, your first stint with the Broncos, Pat Bowlen hired you in 84 to be, I think, the quarterback's coach or the offensive coordinator. What was that relationship like? And what did, you know, Pat Bowlen mean to you in your coaching career?
Mark, when I first came in 84, you know, I came from the University of Florida. And when I came in, the first thing that was announced, we've got a new owner. So Dan Reeves says, hey, before you bring in your family, even though I was hired by the Denver Broncos, he says, just hold it, because I'm not sure if I got a job yet, the assistant coaches. So we waited for about 2 weeks to be announced if he was going to keep the coaching staff. And Pat obviously did. And from that time on, in 84, even as an assistant coach, I got a chance to know Pat because, you know, he would come in every day, you know, between right around that 4 o'clock time frame, and he would get his run in, or he'd get his bike in. But he would, you know, he would work out, and he got to be around the players, and players really got to know him and really liked him. And so he was a guy that, as an owner, was a little bit unusual because he really wanted to show players that how into he was into the activities of being the Iron Man, and wanted to get to know the players. So it was really a special relationship right from the start for me.
You go to San Francisco as a coordinator. You win a championship there. You get hired back here in 1995 to lead the Broncos. What was that like? The challenge of coming in here after, you know, Dan Reeves and Wade Phillips, and coming in here and taking over this program and building it to a championship level?
Well, the fun part about it is that even here as an assistant coach, as a coordinator, you know, you go to like three Super Bowls as an assistant coach, and you go to the AFC championship game, and you wind up being short. You know, we had some lofty goals and expectations, but we had some great memories, but we just couldn't get over the hump. And so to come back here and actually be able to finally get over the hump, it was pretty special.
Yeah, it is, and now your name will be up there in lights with the likes of guys you coach like John Elway and Gary Zimmerman and Shannon Sharpe and Tommy Nalen and Jason Elam. I mean, what is that like? Has that sunk in a little bit? Or I know the ceremony won't be for a year yet, but has it sunk in some of the names that you're going up there and that you'll be up there with for the rest of time?
Well, you know, that's why you're in, because of those type of players and those, you know, the coaches that you're with as well, and people that, you know, are part of the team, because it takes everybody. And everybody knows the great players like you just mentioned, because you don't have those, you know, you don't win championships. People like yourself. I mean, that's how you win. And guys that are kind of like the unsung heroes that they're going to do everything they possibly can to make it work. And to go through all the adversity that we had through all those years and finally get over the hump was something that was pretty special.
What was going back the Super Bowl 32, your memories of that game and bringing the first championship here to Denver?
Well, I just know that we just got kind of beat beat up pretty good the year before by Jacksonville, you know, expansion team. Then finally to go through that 97 playoff run and then, you know, finally get over the Jaguars, the Chiefs, the Steelers, and finally, you know, have the big game against the Packers. And that was, you know, that was a tight game, and we kind of did it the hard way. So I was, you know, pretty proud of our football team because there were really no easy games except for maybe Jacksonville the first time because we were so embarrassed from the year before. We got them pretty good, but everybody else, we had earned everything we got. And it just showed you a lot about our character of the football team.
I always tell stories about that particular game, game planning that week, and, you know, people saying, oh, you guys have no chance. We had lost a game in December. We just got blown out in December in Green Bay the year before. And, you know, we played with half of our starters because everybody was hurt, for crying out loud. And just the confidence we had as a football team, the confidence you had and you showed us as a coach, I think that's really, to me, what put us over the top. And when you would show us in film, like every time they get into this, every time we get into a slot formation, we bring Eddie Mack over to the weak side, we get in slot, you know, they exchange between the outside linebacker and the safety, and you showed it to us like 100 times, like this is what they do, and we're going to gut them. And I just remember running the first play. I think we ran 18 handoff and was maybe the second play of the game, and TD goes for about 7-8 yards, and we're like, uh-oh, we got him. He's right. Like that was – that to me is the confidence that you gave a football team that was so cool.
Well, we had so many great guys. I mean, great – not only great players, but great character people on both sides of the ball. You felt like you had a chance going in. When you took a look at how physical you were, and even though it was really an excellent football team, they were the top defense in the league, but we got after them physically, and I was really so proud of our football team after that game on how hard they play and how consistent they played. And anytime you have four rushing TDs in that game and you kind of like dominate the line of scrimmage, that means we wanted it a little bit more than they did.
It is Legends Week here on The Fan, powered by Siltahar Motors. Welcome the former Bronco head coach, recently inducted in the Broncos Ring of Fame. It's Mike Shanahan. And, Stink, we also have another very special guest that has also joined us this morning.
Yeah, Mike, we have somebody that wants to call in here and say congratulations to you. So, hey, just tell your dad what it means for you. I mean, I remember, like, you're the last guy to ever hold the cord in the Super Bowl because then we went cordless, for crying out loud. You know, it's been absolutely amazing. So what it means for you to have your dad inducted in the Ring of Fame here in Denver, Colorado?
Hey, Dad, I know I've told you this personally before, but Stink wanted to make sure I got up here in California at 5:30 in the morning to get on and tell you on air, but Dad, you know what I've said, how long overdue it is. You know how long I've been waiting to see this. And I'm just so happy it finally happened. And, you know, I don't ever want to go in that stadium again without seeing your name up where it belongs. And I'm just so happy the next time I can go. I'm not going to go this year because we don't play there. But I know 2 years from now when I go, it will be up there. And it's something I've been personally waiting for a long time to see. And I know how happy it makes you, but it's long overdue. And growing up in Denver, just going back and forth, I mean, that's – I mean, I really never lived anywhere in my life longer than 4 years. But I moved back to Denver 3 different times. I moved there at the end of my freshman year in high school, the final time, and that's when my dad was the head coach there for 15 years. But I left after 3.5 years to go to college. But Denver has always been my home, and I've always come back to there. And those 15 years in particular, just my 3.5 years in high school and coming there. And, you know, we came from the 49ers, and I remember going to all 3 of those Super Bowls with the Broncos when I was little, you know, just getting killed by the Niners, getting killed by the Giants, the Redskins. And I just remember it was like 13 years where the AFC never won. And I remember coming back to Denver as a freshman in high school. And I think they went like, I want to say 8-8 their first year. I remember next year they went 13-3, and then they lost to Jacksonville in the playoff round. And then I think they went 11-5 my senior year, and going into high school, going into my senior year, I remember going on the road with my dad to Kansas City for that playoff game, which that to me was whoever won that game was going to win the Super Bowl, because I thought the Chiefs were the best team with their defense and everything that year. And then to go to Pittsburgh and win. And I remember once they got to the Super Bowl, me as a senior in high school, I kind of had already celebrated because I didn't think it was possible for the AFC to win. Because they hadn't won in 13 years, and they just always seemed to get killed. You know, the Bills going those 4 years in a row, and it was just kind of out of question for me at that age. And I remember being in my dad's hotel room on Super Bowl Sunday, and we were watching White Man Can't Jump, me and my buddy. And my dad kept coming in and hanging out with us. And I'm like, don't you need to go, like, get ready? Like, what are you doing? And he was just so chill and calm. And he's like, oh, no, we're good. Like, we're so ready, and we're going to win this game. And that was, like, the first time I was like, oh, I should kind of get into it. We really have a chance? And, like, because the AFC didn't win. It was unquestioned at that time. And then to go to that game and just to watch the way it was and – with all our light O linemen, they all smelled a little bit, but yeah. They were, you know, I think they averaged about 288 pounds, and they went against the heaviest D line in the NFL. I think they were like 330, and it was the number one defense, and you guys just dominated them. And it was just, I mean, I always said for so long that was one of my favorite days of my life because it just blew my mind. And I know how much it changed for me, and I just remember how proud of my dad I was. Like, I couldn't believe that they did it, and to watch it the next year and just the consistency of it all. Even when they didn't have good teams, they were in every single game. And just the way their offense looked was different than other people's. It was always efficient. It was always, there was always a plan. And I didn't always know why. And you could say I was biased because I was my dad's son, but it looked different to me. And when I got into the league and actually learned more football, it was different. It wasn't just, I wasn't biased. And it was so fun to go work for other teams. And, you know, for me to be in Tampa Bay and to be a part of their team and to be studying my dad's offense from away, it was just amazing that all this gut feelings you had growing up to actually become a professional out of yourself and to see it personally. It was like, oh, my God, this is true. It was that good. And I just feel so fortunate that I got such a head start in my career before I even knew it. And that's what's made me who I am today also.
Wow. I don't know what to say, Mike. Yeah. Other than I'm about ready to tear up.
No wonder, you know, and I
don't really even like Kyle. Well, listen, what a treat this is for us, you guys. Let me just say that, Mike, you changed my life, and I appreciate the opportunity to play for you. Because if it not for you, my career would have ended, after 5 or 6 years. So thank you so much for believing in me, Kyle. You have been. You've been amazing, and not only watching you grow up, but you've been amazing to me in my broadcasting career, especially the last couple of years calling games. And what a treat it's been to get to know you as not only a kid, but more importantly now as one of the best coaches that I've watched over the last few years. So congratulations to both of you. I love you both, man. You guys are the best, and continued success. And, Mike, we'll get together here when things calm down so you can keep teaching me some football.
Looking forward to it, Mark. Thank you so much. Love you, buddy.
Love you too, man.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's five dealers in one offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors, get everything you want out of a dealership.